you don't come to grips with this foundation block number three, you'll find yourself, at least inwardly, making judgments you have no right to make. The Scripture says, judge righteous judgment. That means you've got to have all the facts. It's one thing for God, who had all the facts, to say, Eli, restrain them not, and make a cause-effect relationship between Eli's sons and Eli's rotten parenting. But God knew all the facts. But for you and I to make judgments, I believe we enter into that realm where Jesus said, make righteous judgment, judge not according to appearance. Get all of the facts. And where he forbids unrighteous, precipitous judgment of others in Matthew 7. And dear people, it's vital as the generations unfold that we have a climate in our churches individually and collectively where we are not guilty of a sinful, judgmental attitude upon one another based upon the false notion that somehow God is less than God as a sovereign upon his throne with the progeny of Reformed Baptist parents.